Shiva Sham, Sunday Satsang, July 26, 2020. Question is about Nitya Seva. The only real question is that following me all the time while I'm painting, chanting, walking, is what is my Nitya Seva to Radharani? I'm searching for my place all the time. My guru doesn't know where it is. Regarding Nitya Seva, he told me that we are preparing this life and that we're going to realize that when we leave our bodies at the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. This makes me sad because I already want to serve Radha now. I'm reading Rasic books. They're my only shelter. After 25 years of loyal and close service to my guru, Gornitai, how do I proceed further? Narottam Das Thakur says in Prem Bhakti Chandrika, whatever you do in your sadhana, that's what you attain in your siddha. City. Practice makes perfection. So if you're not practicing Lila Smara and not practicing meditating on your Manjari Srup and your Nitya Seva Radharani, now you attain that perfection. Just by dying, you don't attain perfection. By dying, you take another birth. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, verse 6. Yam yam vapi sran bhavam tyaja janti klevram tam tam evaiti kanteya sadatad bhava bhavata. He says, sran bhavam tyaja janti klevram. At the time of death, when we give up this body, at the time of death, whatever bhav we're thinking of, whatever bhav we've cultivated, that will attain. He says, Yamyam Bhavi Sran Bhavam, that Bhav you're remembering. And it says, Sadatad Bhava Bhavita. Sadatad Bhav, that Bhav, Tad Bhav, Sadatad Bhav, that Bhav that you're always thinking of, that you will attain in your next life. So, if we're practicing Raghunuga Bhakti, worshipping Radha and Krishna and Parakya Bhav, Braja Madhurya Rati, we want to, Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to give this Gopi Bhav, Manjari Bhav, Upasana. If we don't, every day we should cultivate meditating on the Braja Lila and meditating on the desired Siddha Deha that we want to attain. It's called Antas Chinta Deha. Antas Chinta Deha. The body I'm meditating on inside myself, Antas Chinta. Deep in my consciousness, what I'm thinking about, that body. So every mantra has a, she does any service to Radharani, she can even do all the service, all the different services that are mentioned by Raghunath Das and Vibhakusa Manjali and Rukalika Valeri and Vidakusa Manjari, Krishna Karamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita, Govindalilamrita. So many sevas are mentioned by the Sakhis Manjaris. So the Sadaka Manjari is aspiring for the Nitya Seva Radharani, should start thinking right now, I want to render this service to Radharani. I may do all the services, I may bathe Radharani, dress Radharani, ornament Radharani, decorate her hair with flowers, accompany her on love journey to meet Krishna, arrange for Nikunj, make a flower bed, bring and fan the divine couple, massage her lotus feet, bring them tasty sherbets, offer them tambal, pan, packets of pan, fresh garlands, dove, chandan paste mixed with camphor on their foreheads to cool them down. Now sing songs to them, I'll play Veena and sing love songs to them that Radharani taught me herself. She taught me personally, taught me love songs, and she gives me indication when I should sing those to Krishna and the Kunj. So I do so many service, but one service I have my Nitya Seva, for example, Chamara Seva. So many times throughout the day I'll be fanning Radharani and meditating, I'm in my Siddhadeya as a mandri. So Prembhati Chandrika said, this is a sadhana. And Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in wave number one, Purva Vibhag, Eastern Division, chapter 2, verse 295 or 6, it says, Seva Sadhaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatri, which means in our Sadhaka Rup, in this male female form we're in now, we have to do Seva. And simultaneously, cha-itra-hi means simultaneously, right now, we serve in our sadhak group, hearing, chanting, remembering, studying Bhagavatam, painting, cooking, cleaning, washing clothes, all so many sevas we do, Thakurji's puja, arti, cooking for Thakurji. That's in our sadhak group, but then we have to meditate. Seva Sadhaka Rupena, Siddha Rupena. So we have our Siddha Rup, our eternal spiritual form as Manjaris, Palyadaski, Kinkri, maidservants of Radharani, and Brajadam. So every day we have to think of that form. So if your guru hasn't told you that form, then you meditate on the form that you want. So a nice, beautiful Kishori Gopi. Very beautiful, charming Kishori Gopi, 13 years old. On my SoundCloud, mnsaudio.com, I have a folder on Manjaris. Has one track there called, one folder, a subfolder called 150 Sevas of the Manjaris. So in there it has a beautiful Manjari meditation coming from Vrindavan Line Mamrita. It's based on shlokas from the eighth sataka 8, verses 24 through 42 of Vrindavan Line Mamrita, how to meditate on Manjari Sroop. So I get it, and you can meditate in what color dress you want. You're wearing Radharani's left, you're wearing Radharani's prasadi choli, and you're wearing Lalita Sakhi's prasadi petticoat slip underneath your sari. You have a beautiful green sari, the color of peacock feather. And your seva is cooking seva. So you help Radharani cook for Krishna and Nandagram and Barsana and even preparing food in Radhakund and everywhere the divine couple goes. So, work now, samadhi later. That is not what Krishna teaches. Krishna doesn't teach that. Narottam Das Thakur doesn't teach that. In fact, that quotation, work now, samadhi later, is nowhere spoken by Srila Prabhupada. You can't find anywhere. You can search the entire folio, every lecture, every book, every magazine, every purport, and you won't find one entry where Srila Prabhupada himself said or wrote, work now, samadhi later. It's something coined by devotees, book distributing, GBCs, or devotees in charge of book distribution. They want everyone just go out and sell books. Work now means sell books. And samadhi is in the sky. It's a pie in the sky, samadhi. When you die, you'll get your pie. But that's not what the Goswamis teach. That's not what Rupa Goswami teaches, Narottam and Raghunath Das. They're meditating every day on the Nitya Lila of Radha and Krishna and doing seva. So hold your lotus seat of your guru on your head, and that's your Diksha Guru. Then you take shelter of Shiksha Gurus and develop and make your bhajan flourish. There's no reason why this Krishna reciprocates with devotees. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 11, I guess. Yeh tamam prapadyante tansajaya vajamiyam. As you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. And there's also verses in Upanishads. In the Upanishads it says, that form that you meditate, that form Krishna will give to you. That spiritual form that you meditate on, Krishna will give it to you. So you have to give shape to your meditation, give shape to your bhajan. Your 25 years serving Guru. So how to proceed further is think of the beautiful mantra sroop that you want to attain, and think of what sevas, your favorite seva, Radharani. And you meditate on doing that every day. Meditate on your sthitadeha. Meditate on the spiritual form of Radha and Krishna. And Vishaka Sakhi or Lalita Sakhi. And then you meditate on Lila, as described in our book we published, Bhavanasara Sangra, or Govinda Lila Amrita, or Krishna Bhavana Amrita, or Krishnaika Kumudi, we also published. Rarasthani. She said, I want to focus on these two. So that's the fact. If you don't focus, there's no concentration in bhajan. In bhajan, bhajan is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is 8 steps to the yoga ladder. Yama niyama, do's and don'ts, asan, proper sitting posture, proper asan. Then pranayama steadies the mind and quiets the thoughts. Yoga, that's what yoga is. Yoga is chitta vritti viroda. Yoga is chitta vritti viroda. You have to quiet all the opposite thought thinking. And then you control the senses, then you do dharana, you fix the senses on one place, and you can do dhyana. And you do dhyana becomes concentrated, becomes jivana smriti. And jivana smriti, you can perfect that with bhava, come to bhava bhakti, then you enter samadhi. So work now, samadhi later. You'll attain samadhi and bhakti yoga if you follow the proper steps. The most important steps in bhakti yoga are smaran, and smaran has 5 levels. Dharana means holding the senses, holding the senses. Dhyana means concentration, and then fixed concentration for a long, unbroken period of time is called Dhruvana Smriti. And when you have darshan of the object of your meditation, you have darshan of Radha and Krishna, and you have darshan of your sroop, that's called samadhi. This is what it means, work now. Work now means do the proper sadhana, then you will attain samadhi. Otherwise, it's just a slogan that Prabhupada never said. Jai Radhe Sham, Jai Radhe Sham, Radhe 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 Sham. Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Radhe 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 Sham. Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe. Jai Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. Radhe. Jai Radhe. Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Shri Radhe. Radharani, 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 Radhe Radhe Radhe. Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe. Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radharani ki jai, Manjari Seva ki jai, Jai Gurudev ki jai.